Dr. Butler on Marion's Talking Place, WWGH 1071 FM in Marion, and online WWGH1071.com.
Well, gracias and dankeschön to Tyler Butler, our substitute weather person. Tell you, I like his voice. Tyler Butler, involved in the great wildlife and other fun things in the great Mid-Ohio area of Marion, OH, substituting for our main weather person, Zach Fuller, who will be back with us very, very soon. We have great weather and other features here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, and a very good Monday morning to you. It's time to defrost, exercise your lips. The Adam Lepp Program has entered your airwaves, and we call this mid-morning coffee break with Adam. And not iced coffee today, but warm coffee, because it is a little bit chilly out in these thar parts. Coming up to about a quarter after nine here on WWGH Radio. And what do we do on this program, you might wonder? Well, first of all, we take your phone call. So if you are not doing anything, or if you are doing something and want to engage in stimulating conversation, I invite you to pick up said telephone receiver or smartphone, or like me, a not-so-smartphone, and give me a buzz at 740-383-9944. We can talk about politics. We can talk more about the Super Bowl if you want to, but honestly, I'm a little bit Super Bowled out. We can talk about IT, about computers, about music. I invite you to stump the DJ, because I was a radio DJ in the early to mid-80s, but sing or recite a line from a song between 73 and 87, any top 40 song, any genre, R&B, hard rock, country, pop, whatever, or a popular album cut. And popular album cut is like Stairway to Heaven or I Melt With You by Modern English, for example, and I can either sing the rest of the song or I can guess it. I'm a big Cincinnati Reds fan, so we can talk about the Cincinnati Reds and their upcoming season, about what I was talking to Scott about, Trevor Bauer, no longer wearing a Reds uniform, but going west to California to make 30 million smackaroos a year with the very money plentiful Los Angeles Dodgers. We can discuss current events. Yes, we can talk about masks and curfews and quarantines, all that controversial stuff. It is all fair game, so again, feel free to buzz in here, 740-383-9944. I would love to have the pleasure of speaking with you. And by the way, I'm doing a live Facebook video. So if you're acquainted with me on Facebook, it's under Adam the Computer Guy or just Adam Lepp. Pull up my Facebook page and do a live video watch, and you will see me and my somewhat smiling face doing this program live in front of your computer or smart gadget. When I was here a couple weeks ago doing this program, we spoke to a talented local artist who does all kinds of artistry here in the great city of Marion, William S. Obenauer, and he's in the studio with me today. And again, you can discuss politics, sports, computers, or life in general with either of us. 740-383-9944. You can also leave me a message or comment on my Facebook Live feed, but let's hope I turn the right microphone up, because last time Scott kind of pulled a fast one on me and he gave me the wrong microphone number, so let's see what we can do. Let's do a little microphone test, William. If I turn the right microphone thing up. Hello? Talk a little louder for me.
Hello?
Perfect, I got it. It's number four. Number four! Like Casey Kasem
would say. Fourscore and 7 years ago.
A couple announcements here from my friend and colleague and artist. He's not really a colleague and artist in Reed, because I'm not really an artist, but he is. I guess I'm an artist of the talk show. So, William, we have two things to talk about. I want to welcome Kevin. He's local here for watching my video. And Craig also. Again, feel free to pull up the video as you watch me make a bit of a fool of myself, but that's okay. That's part of the fun of live radio. Adam Lepp on Facebook. But again, you can listen online anywhere at WWGH1071.com. Before we make the big announcement, which you and Scott alluded to earlier, actually, I think we talked about it off the air. Sometimes it's hard to tell if you're on the air or off the air. Since we talked last time, you've made some more progress on that mural. That's kind of hard to say, mural, that you're doing downtown. Let us know, William, again, what it is that you're doing to make this beautiful painting, and when do you think it will be completed? Because it's going to be well worth the wait.
Well, at this time, working on the Korean War mural for a local veterans group, and it's just piece by piece getting it done. It's really untold the amount of time that's really going to finish up.
Louder.
But it's just more of, I'm looking at hopefully by the end of April to have it finished. I was hoping by the end of February, but just I have so many components to do the photorealism. So a large wall, like about a 30-foot long wall, and little brushes to do the detailing does take time. So whatever amount of time it does take, it will get done by that time.
The Korean War is interesting because we think about MASH, a tremendous TV show with great actors, Alan Alda, Mike Farrell, Gary Berghoff, etc., Loretta Swit. They've had long careers and great talent. I was never a big MASH watcher. My dad loved the show. He was a veteran, and it was funny. You know, the actors and the show is timeless. But the Korean War was really a lot more than the TV show MASH. It was kind of the forgotten war. You don't really hear a lot about it. And it's a shame that it's kind of been associated just with a TV show. But I think what you're doing will bring to light that, no, it's not as major as World War II. We're not saying that. But people should learn about it. American history, you can never know enough about this great country.
Yeah.
What you've done brings that to light. And we have, of course, Korean War veterans. And
well,
we
that's
want to celebrate them.
Part of the statement at the top. Something along the lines of, for those that are forgotten, the forgotten war is, I believe, the verbal wording that will go across the expanse of the top of this mural.
So, remind us again, where exactly is this artwork located?
Inside the downtown Marion County building at 222 West Center.
So, about a block west of where we hang our hat. At
yes,
the radio station.
Exactly.
So not really a long walk.
Right across from City Hall.
Is
the,
it
the new City Hall?
Is
that
it oil or watercolor? What kind of a paint?
It's acrylic. It's an acrylic. If I were doing oils, it would be a little too aromatic for myself and those that are in visiting.
We wouldn't want the smell to get to people. So it's an acrylic kind of a paint.
Yeah. A latex acrylic.
We're talking to again local artist William S. Obenauer, who does all kinds of cool artwork. He is a master of the paintbrush and the canvas. He is doing a Korean War tribute mural about a block west of the station in downtown Marion, just discussing what he's doing and the reason for it and how it's going to help us remember this war that, again, we associate with the TV show MASH but don't realize what the impact was when it occurred. Adam here on mid-morning coffee break on The Talking Place, GH Radio, taking your calls. Don't be afraid to call. Ask myself or William a question or just discuss what you wish to discuss. We can play Name That Tune, Name That TV Show. Try to stump the DJ because I do claim to be a walking encyclopedia of oldies from the 70s up to the late 80s. Of course, we can talk politics, including controversial stuff like masks and quarantines and Biden versus Trump or all that good stuff. We can talk about computers. You can ask me a technical support question about computers, smartphones, the Internet of Things, maybe your Ring doorbell. Those are kind of fun because I just got one of those. Or other things related to how computers and stuff in our world interact. I want to thank Michael from the great Queen City of Cincinnati, Ohio, home of the Cincinnati Reds and the Cincinnati Bengals, for watching my video. Again, I'm live on Facebook, and you can watch me sit here in front of the microphone, talk about stuff. But again, I welcome your phone call, 740-383-WWGH. That is the number. Again, in the studio with me, local artist William S. Obenauer. One thing I didn't ask you last time, and you know, whenever we talk to someone who's in the arts, we always ask this question. It kind of gets over-asked, but I think it's important. When I talk to Walt Tseng, the photographer for Mr. Rogers. We went to Pittsburgh, and I talked to him. What a good guy. We're still in contact. So I'll ask you a similar question, and that question is, what artists do you admire? Do you think you have a similar style to? Do you emulate? Maybe any artists that have actually emulated your style? Do you have a particular favorite?
Personally, I grew up enjoying Monet and Leonardo da Vinci. I liked Leonardo da Vinci most because he did all those mechanical drawings and things as well as his artwork, and it was just he had a broader spectrum, so that's sort of my focus. I'd like to work on a broader spectrum of just not just paintings and things, but who knows one day what the unknown will bring to me.
Do you think any artists emulate your style? Let's say, oh, this guy just does these fantastic murals. I want to paint just like him. Do you think anybody has done that? Maybe some younger students, art students here at Marion that have seen that and said, I want to do what he does.
Possibly. I do have some new people that I'm looking forward to giving guidance to. I love giving art classes and giving guidance to people to show them some painting techniques that they would be able to.
Yeah. Art is so subjective. Yeah, and you know, everybody has different opinions of what's good, what's not. But I think we'd all agree as Americans that if you paint a tribute to a war from several decades ago, it's important, and we need to look at it and kind of realize the sacrifices that our veterans made, some of whom are still alive. I want to welcome Ricky, a longtime friend of mine who lives in Florida. I've known Ricky since he was like 19, 20 years old. He's a native of this area, but he's living in Florida. Aren't you kind of jealous? It's probably 75 degrees where he is. He's probably getting ready to go swimming later, and we're sitting here 15 degrees in the great mid-Ohio area. So, Ricky, you know, you got a pretty good radio voice yourself, so if you want to call in and, you know, talk about music, about politics, because Ricky has some good political observations, I'm more than happy to do that with you, because that would be fantastic. Ricky has a question. I'm not sure of the answer, so let me ask. And if he doesn't know the answer, he might know who the person is. The question, William, is he the guy who painted the mural in Bucyrus? Ricky is from Bucyrus. Is that you, or do you know who did the mural in Bucyrus?
No, but there is a local guy that had been commissioned to do a mural at the location where we call Busby Park, which is at the corner of Prospect and Center in downtown Marion. Although that mural is sort of like my motivation and manner and way that I want to have the photorealism depicted in the...
Grohe would be the German pronunciation. That's what I found by doing a Google search. Under BucyrusOhio.com, Great American Crossroads Mural by artist Eric Grohe. Again, that pronunciation might vary. So
could be. I'm not familiar. I might have understood that long time ago, years ago, when I moved back to Marion, but I have no idea who that...
Yeah. Do you know other local artists? We didn't really talk about that either. Are you friendly? And what, you know, do you get influences from their work and vice versa?
Well, I do work with the local Mid-Ohio Fine Arts Society group here in Marion, and programs chairman for that. Looking forward to the countywide high school art show coming up in later February, but we're actually going to have an actual showcasing of the winners of the countywide high school art show in the Harding Hotel in the Garden Room, downtown Marion, March, I believe, 13th. Through that Monday through Thursday of that week, I believe. Let me check my calendar.
So you're involved heavily in the arts community, and we're going to have a little more about that shortly.
Yeah.
But different gentlemen, Ricky, thank you for the question. I'm sure, like myself, you appreciate people who are talented with the canvas and the paintbrush, because goodness sakes, I have zero talent in that area. If I can, you know, my handwriting, if I can draw a straight line, I'm pretty impressed. So I think in these smaller cities, people that can draw these murals and celebrate our area, celebrate our heroes like our veterans and law enforcement, that's great. And we'd like to see more of that. As you know, I'm a big supporter of the arts and in admiration because of my lack of zero art ability. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, talking to you folks on my Facebook video. At my Facebook page of Adam Lepper, Adam the Computer Guy. Also taking your telephone calls at 740-383-WWGH. If you're shy, you can, of course, ask me a question through the Facebook video or just pick up the phone and call me. I can assure you we don't bite. In the studio with me is a friend of mine, a local artiste. I like saying artiste. William S., don't call me Bill, Obenauer, who paints murals and photos, paints, well, he does kind of paint renditions of photographs. He paints murals and generally a man of much more artistic talent than myself. And you're welcome to ask him a question, or we can again talk politics or music or sports or whatever else might be on your mind. So kind of joked, William, I'm a little jealous because, you know, the name Adam doesn't have any nicknames. There's some people call me A or Hey You or, you know, whatever. You know, with William, you could have about six different nicknames, but you don't like Bill or Billy. It's just William. You don't look like a Billy, though. I can go. I know Mike Wilson calls you Will, which I guess is okay.
I don't mind Will.
I like a Will Rogers.
Will works.
But speaking of nicknames, sometimes your father calls you Bill, which I don't really understand, but I guess that's how it is.
Yeah.
Maybe he's thinking that having a child provides a lot of bills because it's expensive to raise kids, so maybe that's the reason. But your father, though, a really good guy. He is a walking encyclopedia of the history of Marion and a talented photographer in his own right.
Yeah.
I think coming up later today, I hear a little birdie told me that on the Mike Wilson show, you and your father.
Exactly.
His name is Richard, another name that has a lot of nicknames, but I think he just goes by Richard.
Yeah.
He doesn't look like a Ricky. So no. You and Richard will be on talking about art and about Marion. Can you give us a little preview of that program coming up this afternoon?
Just more of his insights and understandings of living here and growing up here in Marion and his photography. Some really nice vintage pieces from the 50s and 60s when he lived downtown when his father became sheriff for Marion and lived at the jail and grew up at the jail. And I even went back to the jail when I was a little kid and
had
cookies given to me by my grandmother. And she's like, which, you know, so I can actually say I was actually fed at the jail here in Marion.
So your dad is a big contributor to the Growing Up in Marion Facebook group, which I've joined. He posts all these really cool pictures. He's got tens and tens of thousands and thousands of photos.
So many. It's just mind-boggling, yeah.
So we do encourage people. Any guest Mike Wilson has is going to be good. Even without a guest, Mike is good. But join us about quarter after five this afternoon, quarter after four Central Time, in case you're in Central Time. And the two talented Obenauers, William and Richard, will be on, father and son, to talk about artwork and the great history and legacy of the Mid-Ohio area and all kinds of exciting things to come, along with, again, Mike Wilson, who himself is a walking encyclopedia of Morrow County to our east and other nearby environs. I want to thank Norman also. I think he lives in Columbus, for watching my video. Again, feel free to call us. We can talk about politics, sports, music, computers. Pick a topic. You can talk to William about his talented artwork, because, again, I don't have any talent. And when it comes to artwork, my talents, I think, are more worth talking. And if I've had a couple drinks, I guess singing, I'm okay. 740-383-9944. Want to let you know that if you ever miss a program on this station, that's okay. We won't spank you, at least not more than a couple times. Of course, some people might enjoy that. Go to our website, WWTH1071.com, a website that is hosted, curated, programmed, and maintained by yours truly. And you can listen to any of the programs that we've broadcast in the last 5 years since I joined the station. Also want to let you know that, like Hillary and like the lovely former First Lady Melania, we have a private email server. And that is also curated and programmed and maintained by yours truly. But unlike Hillary's private email server, we read every single message. We don't delete them. Even if they're junk, we read them. So if you want to email me, even to say, hi, Adam, how are you doing? Or say, Adam, you're nuts. Or Adam, you have the greatest radio show this side of the CBS Evening News with Walter Cronkite. That's fine. I want to welcome Jeremy for watching the program. I think he lives in Newark. So, Jeremy, thank you for watching. We appreciate it. Anyway, my email address is adam@WWGH1071.com. So Ricky in Florida just said an OMG, LOL. Not sure why, but, you know, Ricky, why don't you call the show? Because, again, you got a really good voice. Ricky's an excellent karaoke singer. And unlike me, he's got a talking voice and a singing voice, so maybe he can explain what the OMG was about. Or maybe he's so surprised, knowing that I'm not really a morning person, that at 10:30 in the morning, I look as chipper as I do. Maybe it's the coffee. We shall find out. Again, in the studio with me is a talented semi-celebrity in Marion, William S. Obenauer, who paints murals and other fun artistic stuff all over Marion. He paints painted renditions of photos, I guess. Is that what you call it, William, when you paint a photograph? What's the actual technical term?
It's more your best attempt at what we would call photorealism. Photorealistic that looks very much like an actual photograph. Yet I like combining photorealism and abstraction because that's my avenue and way that I like to do most of my canvas paintings is a combination of photorealism and abstraction. It gives a little bit more of a different twist. That's my sort of twist to my art, along with some other little hidden pieces and parts that I won't go into at this time.
Okay.
Sort of my signature manner and way that I'm moving forward with my art.
Do you find it easier to paint from a photo or just a live model? Of course, a live person's not going to sit still like
a
photo.
A live person shifts and moves, and the lighting shifts and moves depending upon the person moving. And so you have to constantly, if you have a live subject, it takes longer than, you know, you would if you would have a photograph.
Especially me, you know, even without coffee, I'm kind of fidgety. So that might be kind of difficult. So if you've painted non-human animals, dogs and cats, I presume, or birds.
Oh, yeah.
Birds don't really stand still. They kind of fly away. Now, some dogs, they just sit there and, you know, they're couch potatoes like a lot of people. Well, how are dogs and cats to paint? How do they compare to
people? Fairly simple. Actually, a little bit more forgiving because, well, you do want to capture a little bit of the character of the cat or dog, you know. And I usually do very well with that, but I enjoy doing everything and anything these days. Challenging myself is where I love to go.
Good morning. You're on Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. I think this might be my friend in Florida. Yes, hello?
Hello, Adam.
How you doing?
Good morning. You're on Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam.
Turn your radio down, Ricky. We're on a 10-second delay.
Oh, okay. Good morning, Adam. How are you?
Oh, fantastic. I haven't talked to you in probably 10 or 15 years.
Oh, my goodness. It's been a while.
We are certainly due, my friend. This is Ricky, a longtime friend of mine. Again, Bucyrus native. You're living in Florida somewhere, right? So you're probably wearing shorts and a T-shirt getting ready to go swimming in the 75-degree weather.
You know, yeah, but what's funny is it is kind of chilly down here. When I walk outside, my neighbors look at me like, are you crazy? And I'm like, this is a spring day in Ohio.
Yeah, well, they should understand that it's 15 degrees here in Marion, Ohio, and so if it's over 50, it's time to go swimming. Because where I lived and went to college, you know, the typical high in January is mid-20s, so if it's over 35, you wear shorts and you start thinking about summer activities and throwing around the football or the baseball. So it just depends upon where you're a native of, and, you know, Bucyrus, even being a little, you know, even more than Marion, as a four-season climate with a lot of snow. So we do enjoy the variety. So did you want to talk to my artist friend William about, I know you're kind of into the arts like I am, or did you want to talk politics, or you just want to call and say hi?
Well, I want y'all's opinion on, it's a political question.
Oh, well, love political questions. You go right ahead.
your points of view on the whole insurrection, Donald Trump. Do you guys personally feel that Donald Trump incited this riot, quote unquote? The rioters themselves, do you feel that they were more extremist? And sure, they may have supported Donald Trump, but do you feel that they were that base? That fan base, I guess you could call them, more or less, do you feel that they are someone like me who supports Donald Trump, but were just to their breaking point, or do you think they were more of the extremist type?
Would you like to answer, William? Then I'll provide my answer.
I would say probably more extremists would be my sort of input on that one.
Yeah, I would say I don't believe that Donald encouraged it. Certainly, as an American in favor of free speech, he said if you don't like what's going on, protest, but do it in an adult manner. Don't do it in the way that the guy with the bison horns did it and some of the other folks that were involved. I don't believe that he condoned it. I don't believe that he encouraged it. And I don't believe that he's guilty.
I would concur with you, Adam.
Whether or not you agree with it, that's part of the American system is peaceful protesting. And let's take a look at the far-left people, what they did. This beautiful city of Columbus, where I hang my hat, drive through downtown and see windows boarded up. You see words I can't say on the radio with the word police after it. Not happy about that. And that wasn't cool either. Two wrongs don't make a right. We agree with that. But this country is built on peaceful protesting. And I don't believe Donald condoned it. I certainly didn't start it. And I'm offended that people think that he does. I don't, again, I respect all opinions as long as you're respectful. So do you think we all three of us agree? Or what's your bottom line on that, Ricky?
I just personally, I find it funny how the liberals really paid no attention to everything that happened in the summer, and even I think continuing now, with the Black Lives Movement matter, Antifa, there's broadcasts from Chinese News Network, CNN, with the guy in saying that the protest is peaceful and the building's on fire behind him, but then, something, and here's my take on this. The Capitol, the White House, those are the people's houses and the people's buildings. Now, did they go about it the right way? No. By all means, absolutely not. I don't condone violence by any means, but the government works for us. We don't work for the government. And I think that's what a lot of people don't realize is that, the government knows that we've been pushovers, I feel, for so long, and the government knows this, and the government's just going to continue to do what they want to do because we don't want to stand up and fight for it. Now, when I say fight, please, I'm not inciting an insurrection here. When I say fight, I mean put your politicians on blast. They need to understand that, listen, we voted you in.
To be accountable.
You are our voice.
There are seem to be some different standards. And let people know, I'm an independent. I've never understood the idea of political parties. But when you're in national office, a political party is like a franchise. You have to be one or the other. You can't be an alternative party or even be an independent, Democrat or Republican. But there's been so much polarization that neither the Democrat nor Republican Party is what it was when I was in grade school or when I was in college. And there's so much division right now. And to me, I'm very liberal on a lot of issues. But with respect to the patriotism, the love for the country, and respect for law enforcement, I'm finding myself going farther and farther to the right. And an issue-by-issue situation is basically what it is.
I was just going to say that I personally would like to see that those that are elected, politicians or whoever, their campaign promises really need to be reviewed and made sure that they are kept. If they don't keep them, then they need to be out as soon as their next term allows it.
Now, William, if we were to
that's just my opinion.
Remove a candidate who didn't keep his or her promise, would we have any candidates left? Because even the best ones tell falsehoods. Even our favorite candidates do.
It's sad. It's just really sad. That's just my, if they want to get in there and try, and I understand they cannot always do everything, but as long as they're held accountable and held accountable for what they did do and make sure that they record what they had tried to do as they try to do it, they should do that and make sure that it's on record for what they do try to do. And that way, know, they can say, oh, well, I did my best. But there are those that go out there and do what they want to do instead of what they had promised to do.
Okay, well,
that's just my...
We appreciate you calling, Ricky. Nice to talk to you again after a several-year absence. And, you know, politics, even if it's a sensitive, controversial topic, that is fine. Here in the Talking Place, anything and everything is open. We invite all opinions. Anything else you wanted to talk about today?
No. It's good to hear from you. I watch your Facebook Lives all the time, and I couldn't get through one of those karaoke videos. I was laughing so hard.
Well, I was able to entertain, as you probably would agree. I have a good talking voice, but not really a singing voice. But on some songs, I'm not that bad. I thought the Kenny Rogers was actually decent. I don't claim that Kenny Rogers is up there in musical heaven. You know, may he rest in peace. What a talent. Thinking, well, I think I found a new guy to cover my songs. I think he's giggling a bit, but I think he's also pleased that people like his music so much that they want to sing it, because I think singing someone's song in karaoke is one of the ultimate compliments.
Absolutely.
And so, but, you know, you're a good singer, Ricky, so you're kind of where you have a good singing voice and a good talking voice, and I guess that's a good thing to have, but that's how it is.
Well, I try with my recent health issue with the neurological damage and nerve damage that's really affected my vocal cords, but I can still carry a tune somewhat.
Okay, well, that's good to hear. Well, thank you again for listening. Stay warm or stay cool there in Florida, and hope to talk to you again sometime. Take care. Adam Lepp here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, 107.1 frequency modulation in megahertz if you're in the Marion, Caledonia, Green Camp, North Delaware, south of Upper Sandusky area, where we come in loud and clear in your car, on your transistor radio or other device. And, of course, you can listen online anywhere in the world at WWGH1071.com. You probably know Craig B. William. He's watching the video, and he said he is a local artist. He does abstracts, and your guest is very talented. Murals are insane. And I think that's an insane in a very good way. So, yes, you do have fans.
Yeah.
I think you're going to start charging for autographs, so I better get one before it gets too expensive. Taking your phone calls here, 740-383-9944. It's about 14 minutes before 11 Eastern time in the great city of Marion in our nice heated studio on a program that we call Mid-Morning Coffee Break with Adam. / Adam the Computer Guy radio program. So you can call and talk politics, even controversial things like we just talked about with my friend there in Florida. We can talk about music. You can sing or recite a song from the 70s or 80s and see if I can guess the rest of the lyrics or the name of the song, the artist, the year, the chart position. TV shows also from that period. You can talk about politics, about the Super Bowl, about the Cincinnati Reds, about Trevor Bauer and his $30 million contract. And, of course, we can talk about computers. And if you have a computer question, I've been a computer tech for 27 years. Can you believe that? I'm kind of the Tom Brady of computer techs. And so feel free to ask. And if I can, I will provide you with free technical support. You won't have to swipe your credit card and your phone to get advice from yours truly. In the studio with me is a friend of mine. Privileged to be a friend of a semi-Marion celebrity. William S. Obenauer, a talented local artist and let you know that he will be gracing the airwaves with his dulcet tones approximately 5:15 p.m. Eastern time on the Mike Wilson radio program, and he will be joined by his father, another interesting gentleman from Marion, photographer, local historian, Richard Obenauer, talking about Marion's history, the artwork, photographs, the good old days. Maybe even about one of my favorite movies, The Shawshank Redemption, which was filmed, of course, in this part of the country. Stay tuned. And before that is the lovely Linda Sims with her radio program. We don't play music. We sometimes sing. We don't actually play recorded music. But the programming, the talk, and other stuff here at WWGH, you can't beat it. And I invite you to bookmark this station on your web browser. You can listen through TuneIn, the TuneIn app, search for WWGH, and listen often because what we have here is hard to beat. I'm also broadcasting a live Facebook video on my Facebook page for Adam Lepp. We have news and features, previews of upcoming past and present programs at the top of every hour, along with our weather forecast, usually done by our official weather person, Zach Fuller. However, he is having a substitute weatherman, Tyler Butler, who I think has a very good voice, by the way. So if you're wondering about the weather, you don't have to pick up the newspaper. You don't have to go to weather.com. Just listen to the radio because we have a 3-4 day forecast coming up at the top of every hour. 740-383-9944. That's the phone number. I would love to hear from you. Again, talk about a topic of your choice here on WWGH Radio. Turning to some news, which is in the realm of IT, but also in the business world, and I would say political also. Jeff Bezos, the main guy over there at Amazon, who's worth several trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars, you probably heard, recently announced that he will be stepping down from his CEO role at Amazon. He is following Microsoft's lead and putting his cloud executive, Andy Jassy, in charge of the company. Given that Microsoft was exceedingly successful with putting Satya Nadella in the same role, it would seem that this would be a slam dunk success. But the issue is that Amazon is not Microsoft, and Amazon is in the business of selling merchandise. Now, they do have intangibles like Amazon Video, Amazon Music, but and memberships like Prime, but their main thing is they sell stuff, originally books, but they sell anything and everything at good prices with very fast delivery, usually by their own delivery crew, whereas Microsoft is mainly a software or intangible company. So some differences, some similarities. Amazon's success is that up until now, its cloud business was run by a subject matter expert, and Jeff Bezos, while building Amazon, became an expert in online retail. Blue Origin, which Elon Musk's SpaceX has significantly eclipsed, is also run by experts. But Bezos isn't a rocket scientist, and this game of musical chairs will end with their cloud expert running the retail business and Bezos attempting to run full-time a rocket company. This effort will almost certainly not end well because each executive's skills, with the possible exception of who takes over Andy Jassy's cloud job, are unqualified for the part of Bezos' empire they are running. One of the most significant omissions with companies that are just a few decades old, like Amazon, again, Amazon being this huge, profitable company with its stock price going through the roof, compare it to companies that have been around 100-plus years, Ford, General Motors, airlines, well, not quite 100 years, but a long time for airlines, companies that make food, some banks, compare it to what a new company Amazon is. Often the CEO and founder, who has grown up with their company, doesn't realize the unique skills that they leave that they have and assumes almost any senior executive can do the job. Again, compared to a company like Ford or American Airlines or Bank of America or Chase, these people didn't grow up with the company because it's still fairly young. And Bezos is a fairly young man. And so, again, there are some parallels but also a lot of differences. IBM is an example. They've been around forever and, of course, they've evolved. They have formal programs where employees are identified early and extensively trained as executive assistants by former CEOs and in various company roles. However, they gain the breadth that they need for the job that they can demonstrate to the board when it comes time to replace the CEO. The lack of formal succession often results in the selected CEO underperforming because they either lack the necessary breadth or the interest to do the job as it needs to be done. The typical reason that a CEO like Jeff Bezos voluntarily steps down is that they no longer enjoy the job, which becomes very political, bureaucratic, and increasingly regulated as the company grows. And the guest with me today is William Obenauer, a local artist. Now, William, I believe you and your family are Amazon customers, as I am.
Yes.
Do you think that, you heard the story, you've heard the news, do you think that a new CEO is going to expand the company? Do you think it's a good idea? I mean, Jeff is a fairly young man. Is he just tired of being CEO? Is there something else up his sleeve? Or What do you see in a couple years with Bezos having left that CEO role at Amazon?
I see Amazon expanding quite a lot, more extensively than what they already have, but yet, you know, everything in time there. I think he's just the gentleman that is stepping down has just gotten a little weary of what he has been having to do to get through, you know.
Yeah, it'll evolve.
And the one that's leaving would be, you know, moving on to something else that stirs his interest.
You know, we've seen Bill Gates, who is not in charge of Microsoft anymore, the CEO being Satya Nadella, fairly young man with experience in many areas. And, of course, Microsoft evolves. But I see Microsoft as changing a bit without Bill Gates at the helm. He's done a lot of humanitarian work. He's involved in some controversy with COVID, of course. So his role has changed. He's still very rich and still a genius. But I do think he's involved in Microsoft probably more than he claims, just not necessarily on paper. So, you know, companies do evolve as they do that. Didn't want to put you on the spot, William, but I thought I might ask, because I know you, like me, like everybody else, you order from Amazon, so we kind of wonder how are things going to change, and it's okay to ponder that possibility. Adam here on The Talking Place, WWGH Radio, 107.1 on your FM dial in the Marion area, and broadcasting online by the power and magic of the internet at WWGH1071.com. Again, the TuneIn app is a good way to listen to the station anywhere you might be. It is free, so please download it on your smartphone. We are taking calls, about 4 minutes left to the show. Anything and everything you want to talk about, politics, sports, music, technology, or just regular stuff, 740-383-9944. That is the telephone number for your records, and I encourage you to use it because, you know, I don't bite, at least not that hard. Health officials pleaded with football fans to exercise caution during the Super Bowl yesterday and specifically to avoid crowds and wear a mask to prevent the spread of the coronavirus infection. Dr. Anthony Fauci. Now, there's a guy with some controversy. As much fun as it is to get together in a big Super Bowl party, now is the time not to do that, according to Dr. Fauci, who is the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. But the lesson appears to have been lost on many of the happy fans in Tampa celebrating the Buccaneers' 31-9 win over the Kansas City Chiefs. Viral clips from around the city show that while some fans were indeed wearing masks, many were not. In some parts of town, the crowds were thick and the masks hard to spot. Last month, Tampa announced a mask mandate leading up to the Super Bowl, requiring that they be worn outside in popular areas, including commercial and tourist districts, with a possible penalty of $500. Based on footage from the city, it doesn't seem to have much of an effect. Well, that's interesting. A $500 fine for not wearing a mask. That is pretty steep. So if you want to call and comment about that, that would be fine. There are 2 minutes and 15 seconds left to the program, and our phone number is 740-383-9944. Also have a live Facebook video for your entertainment or for your amusement at my Facebook page of Adam Lepp. I want to remind you of all the great programming that we have for you and your ears and your brain cells on The Talking Place. Every weekday morning from 8:15 a.m. until 10, it is our own interviewer to the stars, Mr. Scott Spears, with the Scott Spears Morning Program. Taking your phone calls, he sometimes plays Family Feud. Again, just like here, anything and everything, and many times he has very famous people on. For example, co-star of the Mary Tyler Moore Show and hundreds of other programs, as well as a political activist. Ed Asner was on last week. Famous wrestler, a good friend of the station, Thunderbolt Patterson, is on often. All kinds of celebrities and local people. Mayor Scott Schertzer is on regularly. Tracy Kinsler from the health department, she is on often, talking about the current situation, as well as many other people that are probably a lot more interesting than myself. And we certainly encourage you to listen to that program. And if you ever miss an episode of the Scott Spears Morning Show or any other program on the station, go to our website that, again, is curated and programmed and hosted by yours truly at www.071.com. We will be saying goodbye in about 45 seconds, and I want to thank again local artist William Obernauer for joining me to talk about politics and a few other things, as well as his great artwork. Again, William, remind people where this art mural you're doing is located, and to be sure to mark their calendars for this spring when it will be finished.
Pop into the county building anytime, downtown Marion, 222 West Center Street. If you want to go in through the backside of the building, and their hours are 8:30 till 4:30, so you can come in and check out the progress, or as well, you might be able to check it out on Grown Up in Marion, because my father has been posting a couple photographs here and there on Grown Up in Marion of that mural that I'm working on doing.
Thanks for listening. Adam at WWGH1071.com. You're